This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Just 5 to 6 weeks before elementary, middle, and high schools in Massachusetts would, under normal circumstances, be opening. Concerns and unanswered questions abound over what schools should and will ultimately do. But they have at least 10 extra days to execute the start of the academic year, whatever it will look like after the state's three largest teachers' unions reached an agreement with state education officials to postpone it. WBUR's Carrie Young is here to update us on the latest around school reopenings. Carrie, welcome.
Hi, Jack.
So what's the thinking here? You know, I'm guessing most districts will welcome the extra time, but is this mandatory or optional?
It is optional, and essentially what this is doing is it's reducing those mandatory learning days from 180, which it typically is, down to 170 days. That would bring out the latest start day for the school year out to September 16th, but schools can also apply for a waiver if they need it. This is just giving teachers extra time to adjust their curriculum, time to prep for all of the different things that they're going to come back to. Children are expected to come back with a little bit more, having experienced a little bit more trauma, especially from being home during the pandemic. So all of this is just to help make the transition back to class a little bit smoother.
Realistically, how much of a difference does 10 days really make in terms of preparation? I mean, we are talking about a months-long pandemic. The challenges facing schools are massive.
Yeah, I mean, there are some really big challenges awaiting teachers this year, but I think the idea is this gives teachers and administrators more time to collaborate with each other. You know, right now, teachers are on summer break and they're not available to provide their on-the-ground insight. And, you know, this idea of adding the extra prep time is something that child advocates say they're excited about. I spoke with Kevin Murray with the Massachusetts Advocates for Children, and he says he hopes that schools use the extra time as well to collaborate and reach out to the community.
To find out, what are families' concerns? How are they thinking about school reopening? And how can we design school reopening in a way that responds to those concerns? I think if the time can be used for those things, it could be very positive for students.
School districts have been reaching out to parents quite a bit, doing surveys and that kind of thing. But teachers really haven't had a chance to engage a ton with families yet, at least in an official sense. And I do know that teachers' unions were hoping to work in some additional health and safety priorities into that reopening planning.
I know one of the health and safety priorities dealt with school buildings themselves. You've said the three unions negotiating with the State Department of Elementary and Secondary Education have not been able to resolve those concerns or the talks. And now those negotiations are over.
Right. Those negotiations have ended, from what I've heard from the Massachusetts Teachers Association and the Boston Teachers Union. But when I did talk with the Massachusetts Teachers Association president, Mary Najimy, she said that there were some issues left on the table.
The commissioner refuses to use his influence to insist that every school building in Massachusetts be inspected to see, make sure they meet environmental health and safety standards, and then be brought up to code if they don't. We need rapid testing and contact tracing, and we need to tie the opening of buildings also to some kind of public health benchmarks.
Now, part of Najimy's concerns here with the school buildings has to do with ventilation. According to a national survey from the Government Accountability Office, about a third of school buildings in the United States need updated heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. And some schools here also don't have windows that open. So it really is a big concern.
You know, the state's requiring school districts to put together three plans, one for all in-person instruction, one is a hybrid model of both online and in-person, and then, of course, there's the all-remote option. The deadline's approaching for districts to submit their plans, right?
Yeah, that date is Friday, July 31st.
But we should point out some have already announced what they plan to do in the fall. Can you give us a sense of the different plans that have been announced so far and how much they vary?
Well, it's still a little bit early in the process. I know the state has requested that districts not release their official plans until August, but we are hearing a little bit from a few districts around the state. And the sense that we're getting is that they're focusing mostly on those hybrid and 100% remote learning models, because honestly, they seem like they're the most feasible given all of the health and safety guidance that's been released already from the state. Bus capacity is actually one of the biggest limiting factors here. The new guidance is asking that schools cut capacity from a half to two-thirds, depending on the bus. And that makes it really hard for a lot of schools to get everyone to class on time. And then there's also the physical distancing requirements, right? I mean, the state is requiring at least 3 feet. So just physically fitting all the students into the school is also going to be a big issue and quite a concern.
What's the role of Governor Charlie Baker in all this? You know, schools didn't shut down until he closed them statewide in late March. That was after we knew there was community spread of coronavirus in Massachusetts. Now we're seeing a slight uptick in the rate of positive tests. You know, is there a chance we could see another unilateral action here?
Well, Governor Baker does technically have the authority to make a blanket statewide decision, but he and other officials have been stressing all along that they really want to prioritize local control with this reopening process. You know, I think it's also really hard to tell what that infection rate's going to be like in 6 weeks when schools start. So it's a question mark at this point.
That's WBUR education reporter Carrie Young. Carrie, thanks.
You're welcome.